We in Daphla mit Chesa mit Aleph, Reilu Livnai. Shel Beis Galmo Lerotzu Lolame Vamayse Lechem Aponim. The Mishpoch of Beis Galmo, they were the bakers of the Lechem Aponim. They did not want to teach other people the oifen how to bake the Lechem Aponim without any kilkul. Shel Beis Avtinas Lerotzu Lolame Vamayse Aktoyres. We did not want to teach Almaisi HaKtayres how to make the Ktayres, that it should be Metam of Oila, Kemakal. Hugris ben Levi, Oye Yedeye, Perik Bishir. Hugris ben Levi was from the Levium. He knew on Oifen how to be Manim Bishir. Lerotza Lalameid. Ben Kamtso, Lerotza Lalameid, Almaisi HaKsav. We'll see in Rashi, Ben Kamtzer knew how to, he took four kulmosim, and he used to write the Shem Havaya Bebasachas. Al Rishaynim Nemar Zecha Tzadik Levroche, Al Eilu Nemar Veshem Rishoyim Yirko. Let us see Rashi, Ben Levi, not the Kloimim Min HaLeviim. Perik Bishir Hachos Keil Neime. Al Maisei Haksav, Kosher Dalet Kulmosim, he tied Dalet Kulmosim with Dalet Etzboisov. If in Rashi it would seem it wasn't between the Etzbois, he tied a Kulmos to each Etzba, Bekosev Shem Ben Alba Oisiois Ke'echo. And Babasachas he wrote the Shem of Dalet Oisiois. What is the godless of writing the Shem of Dalet Oisiois Ke'echot? So, the Menuchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Lamed Zayin, speaks about the Isser of Mechikas Hashem. So, the Menuchas Chinuch says, let us say, for example, a Shem was written B'Kedusha, the Shem Keil. And then, he'll go, it was written for this Shem, for the Shem Keil. And then he'll go and make a pasach underneath the Aleph. So he says, so that's called a Mechikas Hashem. But now it's red Al, or it's red El. So if it puts a segel underneath it, so that's a Mechikas Hashem. He declares, he wants to say it's a Nisar D'Araisa. Doesn't know if you get Malkis for it, but it should be a Nisar D'Araisa. Before there was a Shem, and now it's a Shem. So he wants to say, Be'emesin, when the person writes the Shem Havaya, so there's also a Mechikas Hashem. First the Shem Yudke is written, and then a Vav is written. So the Vav is Ois Shem Yudke, and it's not a Shem yet. Then, by writing a Hey, so then you make a new Shem. But by Emerson, there's a Mechikas Hashem. So why is it permissible? So he says, L'cheir, it's permitted because you don't have an Eitzah. You don't have an Eitzah what to do. With this, he brings a raya. Well, you do have an eitzah. Let him write a hey vav hey, and then let him write the yud. So he brings a raya from this that shalei kesidron, the shem cannot be written shalei kesidron. So you don't have an eitzah. So al kaponim, so every ksibis Hashem automatically comes with a mechikas Hashem. That was the godless of Ben Kamtzer. Ben Kamtzer knew how to write the Shem Bebasachas, so there never was a Mechikas Hashem. That means when the Shem was completely written, it was written Bebasachas. And Kozman was written, there was nothing at all. That was the godless of Ben Kamtza. Agavuche, in this Indian, he kedai to tell over Chuvis Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega was asked a very interesting shaila. The pasuk in Parshas Vayechi says, "Vayomer Yaakov al Yosef Keil Shakai Nira Lai Beluz." They state in pasuk. They found the Sefer Torah. Then the Sefer Torah it said, "Vayomer Yaakov." Then it said, "Aleph Lamed Shakai." So there was a suffix. There's missing two words. Either El Yosef was missing, so that then we will assume that the Sefer was Mekadish the Shem Keil, So the pasuk reads, "Vayomer Yaakov." He did not put in El Yosef, and then he had written Kel Shaka. But it could be different. It could be the Aleph Lamed is El. Vayomer Yaakov El, and the Sefer forgot Yosef Kel. Yosef Kel. So it's a problem. Like this, it wouldn't be such of a problem. You could erase the Aleph Lamed and then write Yosef Kale. But maybe the Kale is written already. So you have to write El Yosef before. So Rabbi Kivega said lahaloche as follows, that they should go and be toile El Yosef between the shuris. They should after the Aleph Lamed, they should be toile Yosef and then be mekadesh the Shem. That means they should assume that the Aleph Lamed is chayil, that the Aleph Lamed is chayil, and therefore they should write tastes after the Aleph Lamed, they should write Yosef, and they should mekadesh kel. That's what they should do. So you mekadesh the Shem. So the Kivega asks, but if the Aleph Lamed is kel, by writing afterwards Yosef Kale, so you're making it Oishem. Now it's being read El Yosef Kale Shakai. So it's a Mechikas Hashem. So Bekeveger says, and he brings a Rai from a Lavush, also the way we mentioned before from the Minchas Chinuch, by writing something else, it is also considered a Mechike. So Bekeveger says that this Mechike is only a Mechike de Rabbono. In a Torah, it's not considered a mechike, since he's not negeya begufa ois. No, by writing after the Aleph Lamed, Yosef Kael, so it comes out that he's making that the Aleph Lamed should be now be read El and not Kael. So it's only a mechike Hashem de Rabbonim, and it's a sofik de Rabbonim. Could be lemaise itake was written El to begin with. So Memele, he's Meikel to do this. That's how the Minchas Chinuch learns Pshat and the Meile of Bar Kamtze, that by writing Bebas Achas, he was Nitzel from a Mechikas Hashem. They bring down from the Yismach Moshe a different explanation what the Hiddur was in writing the Shem Bebas Achas. The Shem Havaye is Meire and Hoya Hoive Veyye. By the Rabbeinu Shleilam, there's no difference between the Ovar, the Hoive, and the Osid. Everything is one. So Yisach Moshe says, could be that is the Isser, the reason of the Isser, to, the one is not permitted to be Maskil the Shem Kiksovoy. Because The ksav is moire, that there's no difference between ova, hoive, and osid. And the oifen, it is pronounced, there is a ova, hoive, vosid. That means one is magdim in the pronunciation of the Shem. So that kufa is a spirit to the mouth of the Shem. The Shem is, everything is bevasachas. And the oifen of pronunciation is with a seder. So therefore one should not pronounce the Shem Havaya. That's what he wants to say. So he says the same way when the Shem is written, the Shem is also written with a seder. So therefore the Kedusha which is chal on the Shem is not a Kedusha b'shleimis, since the Shem mitzad atzma is meire, that there is no say that there's no havchana between Ova, Hoive, and Osid. So he says, writing the Shem Bebas Achas, there was a Mirdike, there was Mchala Mirdike Kedusha on the Shem, And therefore, Chazal had a taina to Bar Kamtze, who didn't teach this oifen of Ksiva to others, they could also write the Shem in this oifen. Tanu Rabbonu. Beis Garmu hoyu bekiyim b'maisi lechem aponim, leirotzu lelamit. They did not want to teach others. So the Chachomim had a taina on them. So they said, no, if they don't want to teach, we'll get different bakers. Sholchu chachomim, veviyu umnim melachsandriye shal mitzrayim. For yoydim lefois kemoisa. They were the same bekiyim in baking the way the base karma were. But v'leha yoydim leradois kemoisa. They were unable to separate. Bismanam, they used to attach the dough to the tanur, and then when it was completely baked, there was a idias apas is a chochme, ve'inem alocha, but it's a chochme. One has to know how to do it, especially by the lechem aponim, the way the lechem aponim was shaped. It was like a teva prutze or like a sphina. It was very difficult to be merade the lechem upon him without breaking it. So they did not know how to make redius lechem upon him. Shahalolu, these umnim from Alexandria, in order to ensure that they won't break the lechem upon him, so masikim ibachutz vaifim ibachutz. So the tano, the lechem upon them was not put in a tano, was put everything outside. So therefore, it was easier to separate the dough from whatever was attached to. They didn't have to kriech inside the tano to separate it. Since it was outside, it wasn't in a tano, the heat wasn't concentrated, the mice didn't bake too well. But the base galmu masikim ibifnim v'oifim ibifnim. There they knew how to be merada the pas. So everything was in a tanur. The heat was inside, and it was a concentrated heat, and it baked much better. And the results could be seen by the quality of the lechem aponim. Halolu piton misapshin. The pass of the Ansher Alexandria became misapish. It got fashimult. Balolu, the lechem aponim of Beis Garmu, ain't Peter misapeshes. Zamiradike Taisis Yeshanim over here. Taisis Yeshanim says, Balolu Peter misapeshes. Ba'afal pi shoya alechem cham ki yoim hilot choy. The lechem upon him worked with mice and nisim. And if it was cham ki yoimek lelokhoi, so lechayre, so there was nisim, so why was it misapish? Mikol mokim, ma she'efshir bidei odom, lo yhoya kodesh bohu, roitze lesake. Amir dikezach, that the Rabbeinu Shalom, even this was a zach, which the whole mouse of lechem upon him was mice and nes, but the nes is mugbul. What a ben odom cannot do, so the Rabbeinu Shloilom makes the nes. But if it's possible, like the mice odom, to create a pass which will not be misapish, so that is no nisim. So therefore, it was misapish. Kshesomu chachomim bedova omru. Kol mash abor hakadosh baruch hu lechvoidei borei. Shenema kol hanikra bishmi ulechvoidei berosiv. The tachlis of the bria is kevoid shemayim. And if the lechem aponim will be misapish, so this felt in lechem shemayim. This felt in kevoid shemayim. So memele, even though personally they held that the Beis Garmu did an avla, but Lamaise, they saw that their actions were not bringing about Kvayit Shemayim. Their actions were bringing about Lechem Aponim Upish. is v'yachzeru, that the Rosh Hashas gives, so v'yachzeru beis galmo l'mkayim. So far, the beis galmo akshonim, but they have to go back. They have to come back. Sholchu lem chachomim. So the chachomim, the first time they were mesalik them, svartik. They told them, we have new workers. But now they have to get them back. Sholchu lem chachomim. V'lei bo. They're not interested in coming. Kaflu lem schorom. So they doubled the wages. Ubo. Then they came. Double wages, they came. The Ian Yaakov explains that, sounds like this. Before, they didn't know that there was no competition. So they accepted cheap wages. I mean, this is a shtela. You can get someone else for the shtela also, so you can't be too picky. But now that they saw that there's no competition, so they're coming for the same wages. They want double. It's kaflo lam schol ubo. B'chol yoyma yonaitlim shneim oso mone. We used to take 12 money. The Rosh Hashanah is not b'chol yom, it's b'chol shana. 12 money is a gavald. A yom, 24. Now they started taking double. 24 money. Rabbi Yehuda ime, b'chol yom, 24. Va yom, 48. Omru lem chachomim, mare isem, shaloi lelamit. Now they had a handle with them. Just couldn't get rid of them. So they started handling. Mare isem, shaloi lelamit. Amru lahem yoidim hoyo shal beis abe shabaisa osir lichoret. Lamaisa the beis amigdash shall become choret. Shemo yulmed odom shayni mehugin v'yelech v'yavid avidis kechovim bekach. Memele, so this is a gewaldike kunst, it's a gewaldike covid for the beis amigdash. So if it will be taught to anyone, so it might come out that this covered will be nisrabe for Avodah Zarah. So the Maharsha says, we'll see later in the sugya, the Chachamim didn't buy this. It's they held it was a dichoy, that's what they're saying, but they didn't hold that that's pshat. So Mamela, in the Mishnah of the Violet says, v'shem rishoyim yirkov, that Eilul Ignai, they didn't buy such a story. But there's one thing that they did, this base karmu, which is takeh shvach. One can never find pas nekiya choshev bread by the children. That people shouldn't be choshev them, that the same quality lechem that is being baked for gavoya, that they're baking for the children also. So that was a clout, that never was passed nekiyah by them in the house. This there was zikha nekiyah. So k'rashi l'radis minatano shalolu shabo min alexandria lefi shalo yoidim l'radis minatano. But they did not know how to separate it from the tanda that it shouldn't break. The fishu also came in teva pulutze, was shaped like a U, or came in svine, or yireim ledavka mibifnim letanda, vayfenoise mibachutz, to ensure that it won't break. Koflam schorom mit purmes halishke. This was a shvach, but the first thing they still were on the blacklist, lignat. So the Gemara weiter, shabes avtines lerotzu lelamed al maisa akteres. Tana rabona, beis avtines oyu bekiim bemaisa akteres. Lerotzu lelamed. Sholchul chachomim vehiviyu umnim alexandriye shal mitzrayim, vayu yoidim lefatim kemoisom, the kunst to mix together the different samimonim, shibi memuloch, that they could do, vayu yoidim lahalais oshon kemoisom, shalalolo, kemoisom. They did not know, the Mephoshim explained there's a Esev, one of the samimonim malo oshon, And there were two types of Mala Oshon. There was a Mala Oshon that was Mala the Oshon, but it was not Oile Kemakol. There was a certain Mala Oshon which the Beis Avtinis knew to differentiate. This Mala Oshon was Take Metama Kemakol. So this the Umnim from Alexandria Shemitzchaim did not know. Le Yoidim Lahalis Oshon Kemoison. Shel Halolu Metama Oile Kemakol. By Beis Avtinis, it went up straight, it didn't spread out. Shalalolu mafziya lekan lekan. Shashomu chachomim bedova omru, kol ma shebo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechvoidei boru, the tachlis of everything is kevoid shemayim, shenema kol por lashem lemaneyu. So the Marsha wants to say pshat, why the Gemara is Mishana the Posik? So he wants to say because by the first case, by Beis Karmu, they were take more toigliche mention. So that's on the posse call a nikra bishmi. That means a odom who's nikra betzalem alakim. So that nikra bishmi is so lechvaydi berosif. So this person who has a tzalem alakim, one should be boicher if to him will be ribui kavoid shemayim. By the case of the Beis Avtinis, they weren't bigger balei kishrin than the other umnim. They had a yediyah. That means be'etzim the maila of oile kemako was not through them, it was through this esev of mala oshem. So that's called poel Hashem lemaneyu. Kopayel Hashem is going on that which the Eibishter created, so it should be used lemaneyu. So therefore, through the umnim, we won't have this Kopayel Hashem lemaneyu. Therefore, daf mitzriktam and beis avtinas. The Rabbi Nachmanel doesn't seem to learn like this. Rabbi Nachmanel says, "Perish Kopayel Hashem, perish Paul Hashem." V'nosan chochmo loze yoyse mize, the Rabbeinu Shalom made that one person should have more chochmo than the other, l'maneyu, k'dei shotei ha-molocha ela b'mi shehu chofetz. He said, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave one person more milas over another, the tachlis was l'maneyu. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants that this person should do it. Ben Eliyakim says the reason the Gemara didn't bring the first posik, he says because by the lechem upon him, there was a ribuy of kavod shemayim. They saw the lechem upon him. The Olam saw the lechem upon him. By the k'tayres, so when the kain was in the kodesh kadoshim, no one saw it. When they were makter it in the heichel, also everyone went out. There was, you can't bring the posik lechvoidei berosiv because there wasn't a covered nikah. But kopol Hashem lemaneyu was enough of a posik to bring them back. Yarzuru v'yarzur beis avtinis lemkoyma. Sholcholem chachomim v'loi bo. They're not interested in coming back. Kofolem schor on the bo. V'chol yoyim ha'inoitlem shnei mosomone. V'yoyim esrim v'abo. Rabbi Yudayim Ebechol Yem Eslim Vabo, Vayem Abo Yem Shmoyne. Amru Lem Chachomim, Ma Re'isem Shaloi Lalamek, the same question. Amru Yoidem Hoyu Shal Beis Abe, Shabai Ze Osir Lechot. Amru Shema Yulme Dodem Shaini Mehugin, V'yelech V'yavid Abedis Kechovim Bekach. Same excuse. And again, Chazal didn't buy this. Still, they were in the Mishneh, ve'elu l'gnai, shem reshoim yirkov. Vaval dover ze maskir an oysan l'shvach, mi'olam lo yotzos kala mevusemes mi'botei. When there was a kala in their family, to the makpid bedavke, that she should not go out mevusim, the people shouldn't be choshed them that the psomim came from the same source that the k'teiras came from. Ruchshenoisin isha mimokem acher is also masninimo shaloi tizbasim shaloi yoimru mimaisei akteiris mizbasim. Lekayim Hashenema, V'yisim Nekiyim Me'Hashem Me'Yisrael. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Yishmoel, Pam Achas Hoyisi Mahalach Bederech, U'motzosi Echod Mibnei Bneim. And I found one of the descendants of Beis Avtinas. Amarti loy aveisecho bikshu lahar beis kvoido, that your parents wanted lahar beis kvoido. They wanted ashiris. They asked for money more than they deserve. That's what they did. They had zichen zinin. V'rotzu l'mayit kvoid hamokim. And they wanted to be memayit kvoid hamokim. That means, what's the meat of kvoid hamokim? That, they drained the treasury. The trumas halishka. That's what they wanted. Well, that's what they did. But now, let's see what happened. Abba v'achshav, Achshav kvoid hamokim bimkoimoy, u'miyet kvoidom. Now it's kvoid hamokim bimkoimoy. It means the kvoid hamokim remained, so ma'ashos is maloy chaloretz kvoidoy. But now your covet isn't here. That means what you wanted l'maisa became bottle. L'maisa, the covet of the Rabbeinu Shalom remained. The Kol B'Neida and Masechtes Kolim says it's a different pshat, kvoid hamokim bimkoimoy. He wants to say that kvoid hamokim bimkoimoy, that with the chuban abayis was neschabe kvoid hamokim, that they saw the amitius of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, that filo lebeisei leinosiv ape. That the Rabbeinu Shloilam was not neisei ponim for the bayis also. So to the Chuban Abayis was Nisrabe Kvoid Amokim. I thought perhaps we can say a little different. Kvoid Amokim Nisrabe to Chuban Abayis. It could be there's a Meiridike Yalkut Rav Dessler brings down that in Yalkut it says that David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rabbeinu Shlom says that told David the Melech he can't build it. Habidomim shafachta. So David the Melech says, I'm possible to build a Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbeinu Shlom says, no, it's very choshev. The domim shafachta is choshev ki kabonis, merdik choshev. It's Meis HaNefesh himself for Klal Yisrael, for Kvayt Shemai. So David the Melech said, so why can't I build a Beis HaMikdash? Rabbeinu Shlom said, because if you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, you'll never become Chorev. Such a person will build a Beis HaMikdash, you'll never become Chorev. So David said, Harayof, it is not good. So he said, it's not good. Klal Yisrael needs a Beis HaMikdash that can become Chorev. That means, if Taldu HaToim, so we need a Beis HaMikdash, says in the Pasuk, Matayva Elecha Yaakov Mishkanesecha Yisrael, Matayva Bebinyonom, that the binyan is mechaper, the kabon is a mechaper, mishkanei secho, it's a mashkin, that the chuban is mechaper. Shofar chamosi aleitzo v'avonov, mizmei lo'osov. So it seems that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted a Beis HaMikdash that could become chorev in order that Klal Yisrael should have a tikkun. Could be through the chuban abayis, Klal Yisrael was able to witness the chibe that the Rabbeinu Shalom has to Klal Yisrael. So it could be al pidakoi kvoidoi is kvoid mokim bim koimoi. That means the chuban abayis was not memayit in kvoid amokim. Heinen guroisov, heinen eroisov, one was able to see in chuban abayis. Miyit kvoidoi. Upon him, that's what Rabbi Shmuel told him. You were wrong. Amar Rabbi Kive, Sochli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luge, Pamachas Yotzosi Ani, Ve'echot Bibnei B'neim L'Sode, V'laket HaSabe. we went to pick us up. V'ro'isi she'bocho v'sochak. And I saw he started crying. The lady was v'simcha. O'marti lo'i mipnei ma'bochisa. O'mali k'voida v'isei niskarti. I remembered k'voida v'isei, what we had, when we were able to make the k'toiris. It's not here anymore, so he was boich on that. Mipnei ma'sochakta. We'll eventually get it back. We'll be zeichetit, not bottle. So about all of a sudden, in the middle of the middle of the no place, he started thinking of Kveid Abayisecha, and thus, Amali Mala Oshan Kinegdi. I saw now the right Mala Oshan, the Mala Oshan, which is good, which only we know of. Her Euli, so Rabbi Shmuel ben Lugia told him, show it to me. Let me see which one it is. So the Mefoshim and Masech Tishkolim say, Taklan Chaditin says, Hareyu li bilvad. Show it to me. Shani bevadei eye zoyer shle yagia lavei de zore. Veleke taime shema yeyose lavei de zore. That's what the Taklan Chaditin says. Hareyu li. Show it to me. Zomazen, what this is. So he told him, Shvuhi be yodeinu, shein maran oiser lecholoda. We can't make a look at this one's a tzaddik, this one is not a tzaddik. We have a Kabbalah. We won't tell anybody. That's our policy, because Fakert, it's a gedo yesh beinenu, that we won't show anyone. We're afraid, so maybe we can't be mechalik ben gavre le gavre. Zut the Gemara vayit, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Now from this maise, you can still not tell if they're telling the truth or not telling the truth. Maybe one could assume they are telling the truth over here because if it was only competition they were afraid of, Mistomer now, now was this mana chuben for loss of love they were afraid of. Could be from this mice also we see that, could be yesh dvorim begav, that they made a gedder, a kelt that no one should know about it, that this covet of ptere should never be, nizgala for if they have a desire. We'll see the next maise. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, Pam achas motzosi zoken echot megillah samamonim biyodei. He saw a zoken, megillah samamonim biyodei. Now this megillah samamonim, they were either pictures or explanations explaining each of the samamonim. That means they knew which the correct mala oshan is. So this megillah was explanations or pictures to know this sort. Amarti loy me'ayinato, amali mi'beis avtinas ani. Uma biyotcho, amali megillas amemonim. Oh. So he told him, Ereyuli, show it to me. Amali, so he told me, as a kozman shebeis abo yekayomim, loy hoye moisrim oisoy lechol odom. Ba'achshav Ereyuloch, in Masechta Shkolim, the Loshen is a little different. Maybe now we'll understand that the Loshen of Masechta Shkolim is as follows. L'sha'ova hoyu beis abo tznuyim. V'yu moisroim es ha-megila zois eilu la'eilu. They were trustworthy. We didn't give over this Megillah. Now we're not nemonim anymore. They're not nemonim. The family is a mistle kal yigavol. Heilech es hamegile vehizoyer bo. So he told them, Fakert, I'll give you the megillah. He was a ishzokei. The family, we can't, it could be that, kozmash beis abo, your kayomim, could be, kayomim is the way it says in the Yerushalmi, that they were nemonim. And I'm giving it over to you because Fakert, the Mechuvin is it should not be shown. So he saw Meredikizach. He saw that Hitake meant the Emes. Because they were not holding it Stamazoi. He gave it away to him. Fakert, he took it away from the Mishpoch, he gave it to him because he felt the Mishpoch was not Ontler. And Yonelech, Yid Rabbi Yechon and Ben Nuri, so you hold on to the Megillah, he saw it, boss. And now he saw they meant the truth the whole time. So when he told over this Maaseh to Rabbi Akiva, so it seems that the whole time they had mistrusted them and it was they were saying the emes. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is when they told us over to Rabbi Akiva, Kshashoma Rabbi Akiva Zolgu Ein of the Mois. So out of his rakshas he started crying. Taki given emes, but say choshet given. May ate also lesaper bignusan shel elu. We can now, it's wrong. So memele, the shame of Rishoyim Yirkov, Shas, the Mishnah was said, they were under the impression that, that they were taken, not onplach, but now we see that the onplach, so we cannot, we cannot be megan to them. Let us see Rashi, the vial. Rashi says, "Lefatim lichtayish lasamonim la'alvam yofe k'mayshenema memulach." It has to be mixed very well. La'ali saoshen shloim akirim be'aisav shemala saoshen zoykev u'metamer k'makol. It should be straight. Miyet kevoidam b'chul ben beisay. Ma la'oshen aisav shemala la'oshen risi kenegdi. Begilas samonim shekzugim bo'ashemay samoni akteres. Mikan Omar ben Azai, Bishimcho Yikraucho, Uvimkoimach Yeshivucho, Umishaloch Yitnuloch. In Odom Nege, Bemuchan Lachabe, Ben Malchus Negas, Bechavata, Filu, Kemole Nimo. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mikan Omar ben Azai, Mimaise Beis Garmo, Beis Avtinish, Shabikshu Chachomim Litchoisom. They wanted to be misalik them. Below Yochlu. Lamaisa, they got back on their job. It's going on before, not on, on the first mice of the Chachamim. Bishimcha yikra ucha. Lo yidag odom loima ploini yikapeach parnasosi. One should never think that my parnasa will be taken away from someone else. Ki al kolchacha. B'shem yikra ucha lovei v'loshev b'mkaimcha. If you dear Basher, this job, you'll get it. I pulled the chachamim and pushed you away, you're going to get it back. B'shimcha yikra ucha u'v'mkaimcha yoshivucha, you'll get back to your stelem. U'mishaloch yitnuloch. They'll give you what you deserve. Klaima loy mishalohem. Loy mishalohem, so the Bach says, Yitnu locha matone el mezainis aktsuvim loch min hashamayim. You'll get what you deserve. Michtav Eliyo wants to say this maimer of Ben Azai, wants to say a little different pshat. Bishimcha yikraucha is going laosid lovoi. Yivareru lecha mahoisa tachlisach ba'oila mecha. Now, losid lovoi, then the person will be, the Shem is the, tells the mahus of the person. The Maral says that the Adam Arishin was kairi shemis to all the Nevroim. It was a meridike kairich that Adam Arishin had. He was able to analyze and pinpoint the mahus of every nivra, and the shame was kolo the mahus of that nivra. So Mitzvah Leo says laosid lovoi b'shimcha yikarucha. Then a person will be shown his potentials, what his tachlis was. Bimkaimcha yishivucha, and you'll be put in the place where l'fim milui tachlischa. That means first the person will be shown what was expected from him. what he was able to accomplish, where he'll be, that's how much he accomplished of what he should have accomplished. B'imkoimcha yeshivucha, u'mishaloch yitnuloch, haino mashekona bo'ilam hazeh. What he was kaina ba'ilam hazeh, kniya atzmis, rak mizen noistim loch ba'ilam haboch. Mishaloch yitnuloch. Like he says in an old, that a person on this world is given different kalim, different milas to lavoidus Hashem. One person is given chochme, zikorin, understanding, different in yonim. That was given to him. He was born with that. He was born with these milas. That's not his. That was a matone. But the person, is the yigiyah of the person, the omul of the person, that's what he's giving. What they gave to him, that's garnished. That was just lent to him. U'mishaloch yitnuloch. That means whatever you accomplished, that's what you're going to end up with. U'mishaloch yitnuloch. Then Malchus Negas Bechavato Meshegi is man. So, but the portion of the Pshat is the way that he just told them that whatever is bashel for a person who will eventually get. Then Malchus Negas Bechavato Meshegi is man a Malchus Lipel V'tamed Acheres LeYeachel Zman Kemolei Nima Alamisha Zman LeLipel Balayla Nefelas Balayla. Shenema abei belelye isket al barshetza, v'shazmane b'yoyim, neifleis b'yoyim, shtemisach pancheis, choshech ayoyim. Hugris ben Levi, so he did not want to teach this oifen of shir. Tanya, kshu noisen koiloi b'ne'imo, machnis goidloi l'soich piv, Umeiniach etzboi bein animim. So, Rashi says, he put his thumb in his mouth, and his etzba was lebein hanimim, bein chalikas nimas hasofe, neged mechitzas achoitem. It seems the etzba was where the mustache separates underneath the mechitzas achoitem. The mechitza that separates the nostrils. And somehow, through this oifen, he was able to be manim the koil. Achayochi vakahanim niskorim bebasroish la'achireyim. Nirtoyim mehachros akoil. I don't know, the Mashos says they tried to duplicate him. But Al Kaponim, it was a kunz that he himself knew. Tana Rabon, ben kamtsa le rotsa le lamed al maisa haksav. Omru ola, shi enoitu dalet kulmusim bein etz boisov. It's very interesting. The Loshna of Rashi was kosher, dal kumosim bidalet, kosher dal kumosim bidalet etz boisov. It wasn't between the etz boys. It was kosher to the etz boys. Here it says, absolution. Bein etz boisa. Bim oisa, tevo, shodalad oisi, yes, hoye kaisva bebasachas. Amru loi maro isa shloi lalamet. Why didn't you teach? Kulon motzo tshuvele devreim. Everyone had a teretz. That he didn't want that the someone will be an oivet abay dezore. Then kamtsa loi motzo tshuvele devore. If he had nothing but to say, this would never be negeya. To write the Shem Avaya Bebasachas is not Negei Avei Dezoret. So Memele, so this he had nothing to say. Al Rishonim Nema Zecher Tzadik Levrocho Val Ben Kamtzer V'Chaverov Nema V'Shem Rishonim Yirkov. Mai V'Shem Rishonim Yirkov. What is that Shem Rishonim Yirkov? That the Shem. Rishoyim Yirkab, what's Rishoyim Rishoyim Yirkab? Omar Rabbeloza Rakvivus Tale Bishmoisam. That the name of Rishoyim will get rusty.
It means it will be a name that will not be used. Le'maskinon b'shmayu. You don't give someone a name of a person who was a Rosha. Mosev Ravine Maise b'doyek ben Yosef. There was someone doyek ben Yosef, she'nichoy oviv ben koton le'imoy. When his father was Nifta, he was a ben koton. B'chol yoim hoysa imoy Moidedosoi betfochim. His mother measured him how much he grew each day in size and weight. V'noisenes mishkoloi zov lebeis hamikdash. And how much he grew each day, she was magdish zov lebeis hamikdash. Amoyredik echinuch. V'shegovar, that she was magdish and every gidl from him, she was magdish zov lebeis hamikdash. V'shegovar oyev. And Lamaise, when there was Shagova Oyev, there was no food around, Tavachtoi Vachaltoi. Poleo, Koine, and Yirmiye.
In Techalna, Noshim, Piryam, Oyloi, Tipuchim. Meshivas Ruach HaKodesh, this Yirmiyah was mekoinen, the tremendous tragedy that occurred, Oilolei Tipuchim, that she was magdish for every tefach that he had grown, and now such a thing should occur. Meshivas Ruach HaKodesh, Vayimeres, Im Yehorg, Bemikdash Hashem, Koyim, Venovi. Al-Koponim, let us get back to the Kasha. We see that one is permitted to give a name of a Rosha. He was called Doyeg, and he was named, and that's a name of Doyeg Adoyme. So the Gemara answers, Chazi Maisolik Bey. See what happened with him. It seems having a name of a Rosha has later effects. Let us see Rashi. Rakvivos Chaludeg. It was rusty. The habe bechli barza, like the rust of a iron keli. Shem mishtam shemboy. Lemaski bishmayu layikra adam livnoi shem adam roshe. Vaydudose betfochim leida kama noisev boy miyoim liyoim. Vaynesenes hamishkol oimed hatoisves. Koyim venovi zechayi ben yayoda koyim. Almem askinam b'shmayu, that you do give a name after Tadoy Gadami Roshayev, is that called Litinik b'shmay? So the Gemara answers, Chazi, my desolik bay, rei, my also bay, shenishchat, see the tragedy that occurred with him. So the Gemara attributes this to that he was named after Roshayev. Let us see, Taisus, le maske b'shmayu, bepek basa, diksubis, kabishneg, tainik zeiris, admain, vechonon ben abisholim. So, the Rabbi Natam says, Gos Rabbi Natam, Avi Sholem, not Av Sholem, Mishim Doma Rameya Bechelik, Av Sholem in Lechelik Leilam Abo, Av Sholem, the son of David HaMelech, doesn't have a Chelik Leilam Abo. So, Memel, it's not Mistava that they named his father was named Av Sholem. Ashkan Shem Odom Avi Sholem could receive Bas Avi Sholem. Shem Ima Imacho Bas Avi Sholem. The Shavna Rosha, you're not going to Shavna, Shavna was a Rosha. There were two people who were called Shavna. It says, Leich boy al asoichan hazeh el Shavna asher al abayis. Now this Pesach in Yeshayach of Beis is speaking about a Shavna which was a Rosha. He wanted to take over the Malucha. He wanted to have a kever with Malchus, where the Malchi Beis David were kavur. And he was a Rosh. Malach HaPoy, what are you doing here? You have no Mokim here. Mash Meshay Rosh. So that's one Shavna. Chsiv Basrei later, in Yishai Lamazayin says, Vikishmoy HaMelech Hizkiyo, Vayikra, as he was Kereya, as Begodov, when he heard the Chiruf Egidot that was said, Kenegad Rabbein Shalom, Ad, the later says, Vashavna Sefer, Vesaskainim,
Bezikne HaKehanim Miskasim Pesakim. They sent them to Yeshaya. Alma Achel seems the Rayuba, since he sent them as a shliach to Yeshaya, the Miskasim Pesakim, I say he was a tzaddik, but even the Achot are tzaddik, Maskinim Bishmei. So if you have two people with the same name, and one was a tzaddik, so you can name him after the tzaddik. Miyun Nire, Ba'akol Echot, that they all were one person. Ba'kochach, Ahu Shavne Basra, Shniskasa Besak, Shechirev, Rabsheko, Be'maisa de Sancherev, Roshe Habe, Kedemash Beperk Zeboire, Avle Mugdam Amucha Betoire. So Taisvi says, this Shavne was a Roshe. Kedemash Beperk Zeboire. The Marsho says he doesn't see where it says in Perk Zeboire that this Shavne was a Roshe. Ba'avu Gavdochi Korolei Soifer, Vahosom alabayis, akochach akol echo kedefrishis. So again, this is Omar Rabbelozo, tzadik meatzmoi, verosho mechaveroi. Tzadik meatzmoi, dechsiv zecher, tzadik levrocho, verosho mechaveroi, dechsiv vishem rishoim yilkov. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Amar Blozo Tzadik Me'atzmei Kloima, Shenizkar HaTzadik, when we remind ourselves of the Tzadik, Mizborach Hu Ba'atzmei. So he becomes Mizborach. The Tzadik alone. Roshe Afilo Maskir, Roshe Echod, you mention one Roshe Miskalalim Kol HaRishoim. So when you mention one Roshe, you Mekalal all Rishoim. Shneme v'shem rishoim yirkov. Let us see Rashi. Tzadik me'atzmoi al yedei maisov nizkar letoiva. So he's nizkar letoiva, not others. Rosh avidei chaveroi nizkar lero. So the older rishoim are nichlal in the haskara l'roshem rishoim v'leksiv shem roshem. Amrei Rabina Lomei Rabbonon, Ava Mesada Ragadite Kamei. Rabina told one of the Rabbonon, who was Mesada Ragadite, Menor Milse Doma Rabbonon, Zeche Tzadik Levroche. Amalei Doksiv, Zeche Tzadik Levroche. There's a posik. She said, no, Midereise Menolon. Where do we see in the Torah that when a Tzadik is mentioned, he's mentioned Levroche? Doksiv, Vashem Oma Machasani Mavrom Ashani Oise. And as soon as the pasuk mentioned Avram, I see Avram hoya yir legoi godlo va'otzom. So you see that Avram was nizborach. Rabbi Kevegen Gilin Hashas zeichen zu Rashi in Parshas Noach. Rashi in Parshas Noach says Noach ish tzadik. Elo told this Noach ish tzadik. Hoyil v'hiskiroi. Siper b'shvachay shenemar zecher tzadik levrochem. So that's me, Rabbi Kevege is being ma'ira. Why did the Gemara bring a later posik which speaks about Avram Avinu? Why didn't the Gemara bring this previous posik which speaks about Noach? If that is pshat, Rabbi Kevege, perhaps we could say that this zecher tzadik levroche could be there is two taichin. There's one taich levroche, they should be benched. With hasaskore, you bring a broche with the haskore. A broche can also mean you praise him. And Rashi in Noach has been ish tzadik hoyo. There's no broche over there. He'll tell us nech ish tzadik hoyo biskiro siper bishvoche shneme zecher tzadik levroche. So Levroche, it seems, it comes out that there's an Indian, when one mentions a tzaddik, one should be Meshabeach a tzaddik. But could be Agamah wants to tell us another thing, not only to be Meshabeach, no, to bench the tzaddik. So that's why the Gemara brings the posik of Avram, and not the posik of Noach. What's the shaila's aposik? We mentioned stoim. Omar Rabbalozo, Tzadik, there was a Tzadik, Evadye, Dol Ben Shnei Rishoyim. He lived between two Rishoyim. And V'loy Lomad Mimaseim. He did not learn from their Maisim. So Rashi says, Mechasnim Avram v'kimen shizker shmoi bolchoi v'samach lev Avram hoya yir Evadya yedor bein acha v'izevel. So Evadya was in the was mesuvah with Rishoyim v'afal pikein he did not learn from their ma'isim. Rosh Esav dor bein shnei tzadikim Rabbi Yitzchak and Rivka v'loi lomad me'isayim. Tzadik dor bein shnei Rishoyim lomad me'isayim Evadya. Or Shadol ben Shnei Tzadikim v'lomad Masayim ze Esav. V'omar Rabbalozo mi Berchoson shel Tzadikim ato lomad klolo Rishoyim. When you're mevorech a Tzadik, the opposite is nilmad mimeno. Beklilosen shel Rishoyim ato lomad brocha la Tzadikim. Berchoson shel Tzadikim ato lomad klolo Rishoyim d'chsiv ki yedativ that's the Bechosin Shal Tzadikim, Achsiv Basrei, Vayim Hashem, Zak HaSdoim V'Amoyre Kirobo. Kilolosin Shal Rishoyim, Atolomet Baruch Al HaTzadikim, Achsiv Anshei Stoim, Roim V'Chatoim L'Hashem, V'Hashem Omer L'Avram, Achei Porod Loit Mi'imoy. V'Omer Rabbalozo, Afilu B'Shvil Tzadik Echod Oilam Nivro. The world is Nivro for one Tzadik, Shenem Avayar Alekim Esa Oir, Ki toiv. Ve'in toiv ela tzadik shnema imru tzadik ki toiv. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Mi birchosim shal tzadikim b'mokim shakadosh baruch ha-mavoiches ha-tzadikim shal mekalol es ha-rishoyim. Ve'yar es ha-oir ro b'daitoi liskayim ha-oir shal oilam b'shvil ha-tzadik shehu toiv. Rabbi Nishlam saw that the Oyer should remain because of a Tzadik. Vayar, Alakim Esa Oyer, Kitoy because of a Tzadik, Bishvil Tzadik. Omar Abelozo, Koma Shakeyach, Dove Mitalmudai, Goyrim Goros Labonov. Shenema, Vatishkach, Teres Alekecha, Eshkach, Bonecha, Gamoni. Tzadik does not leave this world before another tzadik is created, which is equivalent to the first tzadik. Shenema v'zorach ha-shemesh uvo ha-shemesh. Actually, Kovso Shimshoi Shal Eili, Zolcho Shimshoi Shal Shmuel Haramosi. The Iyun Yaakov is Ma'ira. L'chaira, we can't be Medame, the Deiris Achreinim to the Deiris Arishainim. The Gemara says, Arishainim Kemalachim, Ono Kibnei Odom. So we see that the Tzadikim and the later Deiris are not equivalent to the tzaddikim in the previous Torahs. So he answers, he says, that is not because of the tzaddik, that is because the avinus ha-doir. The avinus ha-doir are marked in the madrega of the tzaddik. Aber mitzad etzim tzaddik, there's a bechina of v'zorach ha-shemesh, or bo ha-shemesh, ad shaloi bo shimshei shal eili, zorcha shimshei shal shmur. Omar Abchi Barabe, Omar Rabbi Yechon, Roh Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shetzadikim Mu'otim Omad, that there is a small amount of Tzadikim, Vishoslom, and he planted them b'chol der v'der. Shenema ki Lashem Mitzukei Eretz, V'yoshes Aleihem Tevel. Let us see Rashi. V'yoshlem Tevel, Pizron b'chol ha-doireis, li'yoshosais v'kiyum v'yesoid, these are the foundations, l'kayim tevot, for akiyim ha'ilom. V'omar rabchi barabam rabbi yechna, fil bishvil tzadik echot ha'ilom miskayim, shnema v'tzadik yisoid ha'ilom. Rabchi yedidei omar mahoch, a different posik, raglei chasidov yishmael, that the Rabbein Shalom is shomer debriya because of a chosid. fragt die Gemara Chassidov, tu be Mashmitz, Mashmitz, more than one Chassid. Here we're saying that a filo b'shvil tzadik echot. Amar amnach mayitzak Chassidov iksiv. Iksiv is Eloshin Yochid. Amar amchi barabam rabbi Yechon, akivin shiyotzu, raib shnoisov, shal odom, voloi choto, shuv, einai choyte. Shenema raglei Chassidov yishme. As raglei is a lotion of soif. Like raglei hoho. So the soif of the Chassidim is a bazundere shmire. The Taisa Shishonim says, in Taimar Ayechen in Kayin Godel, Shishimish Bekul Negdeilo, Shmoishim Shonu, Lepsaif Nasa Tzedaiki. So we see that it could be that the Rav Shonu, if he was a Chassid, Af Alpikein, he could be Nichshel. Shlom Davadi, in Bola Tame, Ein Noilem Lefanov Legamri. There's no pshat is that there's a, that in Minashamayim, they mishsech harayin that he can't become a rosh. The person has bechira. But it is much easier for him. There's a bazundra siyata d'shmaya that he shouldn't have difficulties l'itoyer b'liskadish. So memela, by most people, this helps. But by others, if he's determined to become a rosh, no one will stop him. Zvei Rav Shilo makivin shebo liyode dvar aveiro pam rishoyne shniya v'einechayte shuv einechayte shenema raglei chassidov yishme. So that means the Rav Misod wants to say that raglei is a loshen hergel. If he was margel himself to be a chassid, so then as yishme to be a shmir, be able to remain a chassid. What does Rashi say? Rag le chassidov bishvil chassidov, kmei v'yoch Hashem oisach le ragli. Because of the chassidim yishmer asoilom. Shuv ein echayit shem rag le chassidov yishmer, soifei chassidov yishmer. Pam reshoine shniye, rag le chassidov, shinik bechesed shnei regolim, kmei ze sholish le golim pomim yishmer oisoi min hachet. So Rashi learns that ragli is a loshen tam. Mentioned before, the Merei Mesoda learned that Ragle is a lotion of Hergel.